broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country road, take me home.
Take me home.
To the place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country roads.
Well,
and that is, when is that? Next Sunday?
No, it's the 22nd.
Two weeks from this Sunday?
Yes.
Two weeks from this
Get
Sunday.
Get your tickets. Neil, you selling them?
No, they're available at Kelp Pharmacy or the Tin Cupboard.
Guy's supposedly awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. And he's like John Denver Jr.
Johnny Jr.
Yeah, Carol was saying, he is the person that when they do things at the John Denver
Institute
Memorial Site,
they
bring him in?
He's the guy they bring in.
What's your favorite John Denver song? I mean, that's a happy one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. How about Thank God I'm a Country Boy?
I know, just I like that one too.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Now what?
Sunshine on my shoulders.
Of
the songs that he's written.
Make me happy. Why would
the songs
else?
He's written?
Yeah.
Leaving on a jet plane.
Yep.
No, he did not write that.
Yes, he did.
That's Peter, Paul, and Mary.
They didn't write it.
They wrote it.
No, they didn't. No. John Denver Peter wrote it before anybody knew.
Peter had no hands.
Peter, no
hands. How do you play that guitar? He
couldn't write it. With his nose?
<Mm-mm-mm>. My bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside my door. I hate to wake you up and say goodbye.
But guess what?
Because I'm the taxi driver.
He's blowing his horn.
You know that song, don't
you? Oh, yeah.
You're good.
Yeah, it was real good. You got a good voice.
Nah.
Huh?
It ain't what it used to be.
It's damn good.
It's
how you're short.
Hey.
Peanut butter.
Smooth. I heard an interesting question, sports related.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Let's do it.
If like you had to pick five guys, like your core team,
okay,
for the Reds to build around,
yep,
to keep,
yep,
right now,
five guys. Okay,
which five are you going to keep?
Well, you're definitely going to keep
Ellie.
You're going to keep Hunter Green. You're going to keep
Steer. I like
Steer. Yeah, I like him. He's batting 220.
I know. Well, the whole team.
Five, right?
Whole team's batting 220.
Mike McClain.
He hadn't played in a year and a half.
I know he ain't. It's hard
still
to believe.
Bank
so
on
he's
him.
Due.
But I'm good, huh?
You got to bank on him, though, I think.
Yep, I agree with you.
Pretty good.
Benson, he's tough. He might be the most hate. I hate him more than any player ever in Reds uniform.
How can a guy consistently bat 190 for the entire season, never get hot?
No.
Nope.
You know, he's never gotten hot where he jumped up to 205. You know?
All it needs is three Texas leaguers.
Yeah.
Yep. Can't get it.
Can't do it.
Just can't do it.
Strikes out every time. It's incredible.
It is incredible. Welcome to Sports Talk, my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Hello,
the Vanderbilt
buddy.
Commodores.
Yes, sir.
The Vandy Boys.
Go, Vandy Boys.
Jack Stogler sticking around. Talk a little Fort Recovery stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Neil, looking good behind the old, what do you call that? I mean, is that called like the soundboard?
The soundboard.
That's
the
called
the
soundboard. Is that like the brain trust?
I think the real people call it a console or something, but I don't know.
It's impressive.
I just sit back here against the wall.
It's big.
You look good. What are you drinking? Mountain Dew?
Nope, that is from well, the Cooley Cup is from the Portland Rockets.
The Rockets,
and that's a Goose Island IPA.
Goose Island. You an IPA drinker?
No.
Not you, Jack?
No. I mean, you know what? I can drink anything for a little bit.
Yeah. You like wine. You're cool.
I got some wine, too.
Consider. Jesus. He's got Otis Campbell behind the boat.
Carol had a little bit of wine.
But
drinking his dial.
Carol only had a little bit. And I had
Who's the classic drunks from Fort Recovery?
Whoa.
Who's the all-time classic?
A lot of them, you couldn't tell if they were drunk or not, because they were always
sipping. Yeah.
When you drink a whole bunch, but some of the great ones are Fuzzy Depwig.
Oh, Fuzzy Depwig.
Zieg Zeringer. I mean, we had some.
That's all you got to say.
Yeah. Some of the coolest people.
We did. We were talking about this at the Elks one time.
Bobby Kessler.
And Bob Kessler, I was never there when it happened. People said he would walk into a bar, usually Smitty's, and he'd sit down, sober as can be, open up a beer in front of him before he took the first drink. He's so drunk he can't talk.
Yeah.
And he hadn't had a drink yet.
So we're at the Elks, and Fishmo's talking about the old days when he had the bar.
Yeah.
And he told us that before, when he would open the bar up for breakfast, that there would be three bus drivers in there drinking whiskey before the route. And Mudboat always said that at one time there was four gas truck drivers that would stop in. He said they'd park their bus up there and go deliver. Now think about the way the times have changed.
Now, Jerry Toby told me this story several times, but he said there was a bunch of guys in Fort Recovery that drank a fifth of whiskey every day.
Yeah.
And most of them worked at the stockyards, and so they'd come in the morning, 5:30 in the morning when Toby's or Minor Dings opened up, and they'd get a shot of whiskey, eat breakfast, shot of whiskey, maybe two, and then they'd go to work. About 9 o'clock, 9:30, they'd come uptown for coffee break. They'd get a couple of shots of whiskey, a cup of coffee, two or three shots of whiskey, go back to work.
Yeah.
Come uptown for lunch, get two or three shots of whiskey, eat lunch, have two or three more.
Our dad.
And then they do the same thing in the afternoon. Yeah. And they come back uptown at the end of their day at 5 o'clock and drink a couple of shots of whiskey. That was 24 and 25 shots.
That was dad would drink every night. He would have a drink every night.
A drink is a little bit different than a shot of whiskey, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he would have a drink.
He would have a little, and he would have whiskey and water. No ice. He never had. He would pour a little whiskey put a little water in her.
What did he like? Kessler's or something like that? Or
he was Seagram 7.
Yeah. Seagram's?
Okay. Seagram's. 7-7.
I don't know how he started off, but I think WJ liked Wild Turkey.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
I remember when they used to have their church meetings on which is their poker night. And whenever one of them had to go to the bathroom, you might be able to sneak in and play one hand. Oh man, that was Doc Kamapke.
Oh yeah. Don Smith.
Don Smith.
That's right.
Don's daughter, Becky, passed away about a month or two ago.
Really?
Yep. I got to, and I knew her from, she and I knew who we each other were in high school. We weren't even close to being friends, but when her husband was DJing and stuff, Tom Everhart would come to town and he'd do all kinds of stuff, and I got to know him pretty well, and I had to go down there and
When we were kids, Don Smith had the best golf swing in town.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
He was smooth.
Yeah, he's good.
Yep.
Yeah, he was smooth, Smith.
While I was standing in line, I got to see pictures of him and Waveline, and man, I was almost crying.
Yeah.
I mean, I hadn't seen Waveline.
Don Smith lived in Kara Fowler's house, right? Is that where he? Was Smitty's house.
I don't know where that is.
Right down
by feet.
Morris Denny's.
At Brick Home.
Did he live there after he moved out from the farm?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I remember.
I just remember him out on the farm. There where Winning lives. Is it Jake or is that who lives out there now on Jake. Armstrong?
It's amazing now.
Yep.
And this is my age. I can drive around town and I don't know where anybody lives.
Yep.
It is. I agree with you.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It just changes. Yeah. You know, like, yep. you don't have kids in school, so you lose touch with
we notice
families.
It. We notice it covering the football. Like we don't cover football like we used to because we don't know any, you know, we're in the transition period. Because we don't have any kids involved. We don't have any. Yeah. Now we're starting to get them up.
You're waiting on grand.
Yep. And like Bill's grandkids and you know, now.
Yep. 50 years
right
ago.
Right now, we got nothing in high school.
No. 50 years ago, I knew who lived in every house in town and most of them out in the country. Now, I drove out in the country about 10 years ago, and I not only didn't know who lived in the houses, there were houses there that hadn't been there, and I probably don't know where 10 people live out in the country. Yep. It's just crazy.
Hey, talking sports, Indians take a tough one, Urbana, 43-6.
Yep.
A game where we got the opening kickoff and
ran it back.
Rody Hart ran it back for... Yep. He got tackled like at the four or something.
He scored. Yeah, he scored.
They called it back for a penalty.
Yep.
Penalty. Oh. Good call?
Probably. I'm not sure. I don't see that stuff. I'm always watching the ball or the ball carrier.
And then we drove it all the way down to the 13.
Yep.
And they stopped us. And
yep. Now, our last series with our starters and their starters in, we moved the ball down the field. Basically, with no effort, we probably averaged 6 or 7 yards per play right down the field and scored.
Yeah.
And I asked Coach Niekamp about it after the game, and he said, well, you know, they didn't have any pressure on them then.
Yeah.
They just went out and did what they were supposed to do. They should have done that earlier. And then, I don't know. I think that's...
Well, don't get any easier on Friday night as the Cavaliers come to town. And it's going to be a really special...
Yeah.
We're wearing orange and black. Fort Recovery fans are.
Yeah.
Before the game, they're going to have both teams come out to the field with all the kids. They're going to release 70 balloons.
Yep.
Because that's his number.
Yep.
That's his number, yeah.
For KO winning, and there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. We're going to raise some money for the winning family, and they're giving away a couple scholarships. $1,000 scholarship for each team is getting each kid off each team. One kid is getting the scholarship, and then there's also going to be a big donation to the family, and just it's a horrible thing, but you got to we're going to honor him, and we're going to raise some money for the family, and make sure he's never forgotten.
Absolutely,
yeah, just terrible thing.
Well, and I think it was you, Mr. Rogers, that originally said, you know, when bad things happen, look for the helpers.
Yep.
You know, and in every case, there's always people that know what to say. They know how to step in and step up, and they just know how to make any situation a little bit more livable to a certain extent.
But especially in our area. All right, it just seems it's incredible. When something bad like that happens, it seems like everybody's community comes out. And what can we do?
I also think it makes a difference as we get older. We notice it more too.
Yeah,
you know, I think I just think that that's just how you're made. It's crazy, you know, as we've done this for every gala and raised money, and we've seen so many sad things.
Yeah.
But you see that the beauty so outweighs. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. Yep. So,
without a doubt.
Yep. So we're going to play a football game Friday night. That means about nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely.
But you know what? We're going to go out there and battle, just like Fort Recovery always does.
Sure.
And what the heck, right?
Yeah.
That game will be on Fort Recovery Radio, as always.
Yes, absolutely.
And that will be maybe Johan, maybe Neil. We ain't sure yet. We're still feeding Calpe Mike. We just don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. We got the big Calcutta. This is our final.
So you guys are going to make big money this weekend.
Well, probably Jack. I mean, he's just an athlete.
Jack, he's always a favorite.
He is. I mean,
that sounded like you said he's a sandbagger.
He used to be. Now this year, he might got her down there.
He got her down where
he's down there. Where,
I can't
no sandbagger. No sandbagger this year?
No, he took his bags and shoes are off.
The bags are empty.
His bags are packed. I'm ready to go.
Can't wait to play the Calcutta show.
Let's take a break. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk Indian volleyball with a great win last night over the Jay County Patriots. We're going to talk the golf teams who just continue play well.
Yep.
And we're going to talk more about, we got the big St. Joe Festival this weekend.
Yes, sir. Yep. Festival's coming.
We got the Party with a Purpose at Rossburg next weekend, and we're always involved with. And it's the best time of the year. Buckeyes and opening Browns.
Football, can't wait.
I always thought that was Christmas.
What's that?
It's the most wonderful.
No, I'm a Fall Guy.
Fall Guy is good.
I'm Fall Guy.
I like that's it.
Fall Guy, wasn't that a TV show?
Yeah. Andy Williams was full of crap.
Andy Williams, he's an idiot.
Sorry, Andy, you're out.
Well, he didn't write the song, he just wrote it.
Barry Manilow wrote the song.
Yeah, I don't think he did. But
Barry Manilow writes a song to make the young girls cry.
Yes, he did. Well, except he didn't write that song either.
Burt Bacharach did.
But there's some other somewhat famous guy. About the only song that Barry Manilow sang that he didn't write was I Write the Songs.
No.
Yeah. Everything else he wrote, including McDonald's jingles and all kinds of stuff, he did not write I Write the Songs.
I'm looking that up.
Please do that because it's crazy.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Yep, I lost $5 on that bet because somebody said that like 40 years ago and is popular. He didn't write that song. He writes every song. Yeah. He wrote every song that's on the radio and TV.
Yep.
He wrote every song, every jingle. He didn't write that song. I'll bet you. And $5 was a pretty good amount of money.
You know, he still tours, or he's still in concert in Vegas.
Yeah.
Barry Manilow.
He's in Vegas.
Yep. Yeah.
He's 80s. Got to be in his 80s.
Let's take a break. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
It's summer, and that means lots of cookouts, and Wayne IGA has everything you need. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steaks, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. And don't forget about their hamburgers, pork chops, boneless chicken breasts, and more. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime Monday through Friday here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow night, it'll be back to the MAC for the Lady Indians as they host Parkway. We'll simulcast WPGW for the varsity match with their audio also on the NFHS video. On Friday, football will host the Coldwater Cavaliers. It'll be Little Indians Cheer Night, and there will also be several things going on that night to show our support for the Coldwater community following the death of one of their athletes. Then on Saturday, the ladies will travel to Tri-Village to take on the Lady Patriots. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with a JV match starting at 10 a.m. Get out and support our Indians teams this week, but if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Bubba and Fee. We were just talking about the great crowd at the volleyball game last night.
Yep.
Student appreciation, love when we do that.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
The student section was packed.
Great yes. idea.
There had to be...
And loud.
Yeah, and we have a loud gym anyway.
Yeah.
So, but that was great. I love when they do that. And that's Indians, after a really a tough loss to Arcanum, we get down two sets to Arcanum, and then we come back and win the next two, and then we got beaten in the third set. So, but then we come back and beat a solid Jay County team. Yeah, Rob Weaver was telling me that he thought
they're pretty good.
Yeah, he thought coin toss last night.
They've only had one loss.
Yeah. So Indians take care of business.
Yeah. And we look good. And I was just telling you off the air right before we came back on that we started off, I think Jay County got five straight points, and it was 6-1. It was 7-2. Kenna Deuce stepped up to the serve line, served 10 straight points.
Yeah. That's big. That don't happen very often.
That does not happen.
No, that is. And she had two or three aces.
What grade is
she in? I think she might be one of our sophomores.
Okay.
She might be a senior. There's seniors and sophomores, but she has that knuckleball serve that a couple of our servers have.
Old Charlie Huff.
Charlie Huff.
Bill Negro.
And there was one of them, I believe is in that run, but one of them last night where she hit it, the girl sitting there waiting, and it hit her feet.
Yeah.
It just went and it just died right
dive
straight
bomber.
Down.
Dive
got right, yeah. you know, 5 feet from her and went right straight down.
Well, good win for the girls, and they got a tough one tomorrow night at Parkway.
Yeah.
That game is here.
It's here.
Yeah, yeah, I'm at
it.
It's at home.
Yeah.
Yep.
Again, Parkway. Yeah. Is that PG-14 or you got it?
PG.
All right.
Rob Weaver will be Rob's doing that one.
Yep, but we want you up there. Get up there and root on the Indians. A big game. I think Parkway 6-1 and Ford 4-2, and it's just...
Everybody's good.
Yeah.
Goal maybe is to get Travis come in next week?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have to get Travis in here. And I tried to, I was going to reach out to Vaughnie today, and I got busy at work, and get the golf coaches up here would be a great time.
Yeah.
What a solid start to the season.
Great season.
We're a country club school. Fort Recovery is, we are rich and we're golfers.
Yeah, we're golfers.
Rich and golfers.
Yep. We don't have a golf course within 15 miles, but. Nope.
Well, we don't need one because we go there in limousines.
Yes.
Hey, we got a great,
absolutely.
We got a great putting green.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
I haven't been up there to look at it.
I took my grandson there.
Every time I look at it.
Oh, yeah, they love it.
That's awesome.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. So it's funny, we was at the, I was sitting with Brad Evers and at the football game, the opener, mm-hmm. and he was telling me that he took the referees, there's no place to change, so they take him to the school.
Yeah.
And so he takes him over there in the buggy, and he goes, I want to show you guys something, because they couldn't believe they were from, I think he thought they were from like Bellefontaine, mm-hmm. that way. So he goes, I want to show you, they couldn't believe our facility, so he takes them around. And Brad says, there's something else here that you guys need to see. And they said, oh, look at that right field fence.
Yeah.
He goes, nope. And he showed them the putting green and the sand trap, and they couldn't believe it. He said they raved about the art complex out. And it is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It was awesome before that. And I didn't realize they even had a sand trap there. That's just.
Yeah. It's tremendous.
Yeah.
That is.
That will get destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
I took my grandsons down there, sand everywhere. but it is great. I just, what a great honor to, you know, I love this.
Do you think Joe Bruns would be smiling?
Oh, my. Can you imagine that?
He's giggling wide open right now.
Speaking of Joe Bruns, his daughter is having a fabulous season.
Eastern,
Indiana. Where at? She's at
IU East, Richmond.
I follow them on Facebook, and they're mm-hmm. they won the conference tournament, and she
playing great.
Yeah, and good for them. I mean, that's got to be great.
Yeah, that's incredible.
You know, that's tough when take a kid like Jalen, okay?
Yeah,
who her whole life was golfing with dad.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
that's exactly right.
And then you got to come up now. What are we gonna do here? We're going to feel, you know, we're going to feel sorry for ourselves. We're going to say piss on this
she's
golf.
She's going to go out and make dad proud.
Are we going to go out there and make dad proud? And by Damn. God,
she's done.
God love her and awesome. Re-root for her like you would not believe.
Yep.
So we're going to get the golf coaches up here too. And we talked about Travis next week. Try to get Travis up here. He's great to talk to. And
he is fun to
positive.
Talk to.
And if you got a yep. kid and play
yeah, he
volleyball.
Is really positive.
I mean, what a great yes. role model.
Can't have a better yeah. guy than him.
Nah. Great
and,
role
and
model.
I was watching him during the JV game last night, and you know he was kind of helping cheering him on and giving a few things, but he was laughing and smiling yeah. and having a great time.
Yeah, I love the guy.
A little more intense during the varsity, especially when we were down 7-2, yeah. 6-1 before Kenna right, made things great. A little bit better, but it, that changed the entire thing. But he smiled a whole bunch and he was having a great time. That's just just sitting there watching him can change your whole outlook when you're sitting at a game. Even
yeah.
even if you're kind of like me,
right.
don't really know what's going on.
Yeah,
it's just fun to watch him, and he was
like,
so happy and proud of those kids.
Yeah, kind of like when you go to Hastings and they're working on your car, and you yep. watch Fee in there just taking them, working on your engine and
laughing.
He ain't doing that anymore.
He ain't laughing.
He ain't out there. Oh, all right. You know why you said that stat about Barry Manilow did not write the song. I write the songs.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have another stat for you, and this is a sports-related stat. Okay. Now, this is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The greatest golfer of all time, there's two of them, right?
Palmer and Nicklaus?
Jack. I would say Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus.
Okay.
Right?
Jack and Tiger.
Palmer has to be in the
yeah,
top five
right.
for sure.
Oh,
yep.
yeah.
Yep. Forgot about Tiger.
So Jack Nicklaus, in his career
mm-hmm.
of golfing,
mm-hmm.
made $5.8 million in his career playing golf. Scott Scheffler's caddy made $6.2 million this year.
This year? That's classic.
Jack Nicklaus.
They make so
$5.8 million. Great career, Jack.
Career.
Scotty Scheffler's caddy, $6.2 million this year.
This year.
That's Jeez. Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
And so
that's
what's he get, radio money. What's he get? 10%, 20% of the...
I think it's 10%.
Probably 10%.
Yeah, and then probably gets a... Maybe yeah. won $25 million in the last tournament.
Yeah, he's winning so much money.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
He needs to thank
yeah,
those, the Liv.
That Liv thing is...
Yeah,
that's... That's crazy money. Yeah. That still pisses me off to
it
know.
It does,
but,
I agree, but...
Yeah.
But,
they'll
you
figure
know,
it out.
Somebody has money,
yeah.
and if they want to give it away... I don't know. I love the PGA. I like what it was all about and
yeah.
all of that. I don't.
Well, you can
I'm not
see
good
it.
At compromising my principles, yeah. and I'm not all for it. But.
You can see it in the WNBA. Caitlin Clark. Them girls hate Caitlin Clark. She is going to make more millionaires.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to make that money.
Because, yeah. they
Well.
It's more popular now than it's ever been.
Yep.
Well, the people... People want it on TV, which means revenue, which means
yeah.
they have revenue to share.
And,
you know, everybody's talking about, you know, keeps talking about, well, the women athletes don't make the money. Well, nobody wants to watch them. Now they do. If you don't want to watch them, there's no sponsor money. There's no TV money.
Nobody
there's none
knows.
Of that. You're getting a little riffraff here and there money. Now, all of a sudden, women's sports are something people want to watch.
She's,
so,
yeah.
so
he's pretty good. It's getting better every time, too.
Yeah.
yeah.
So, you know, if they're like women's soccer, they were mad because they weren't making any money.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
nobody was paying to watch them.
Right.
So, you know,
yep.
ticket prices, whether it's tickets at the game or tickets watching TV, that's where the money comes from. If there isn't
wow.
any money, you're not getting it. But now, all of that is getting better yeah. and better and better, and I'm all for it. I don't have any problem with them making money.
Fee, the Buckeyes opened up Saturday, rolled over Akron. Did
yeah.
you get a chance to watch any
I
of?
Did. I didn't watch the whole game, and I thought Howard looked good.
Yeah.
I thought he managed good. He throws the ball nice.
Yeah.
Our running backs are pretty good.
The freshman receiver, what was his name?
He's fabulous.
Yeah, Jeremiah Smith.
Jeremiah Smith.
Something. Does that sound
yeah.
right?
Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He dropped the first pass, and I said, well, he probably won't do that ever again.
Yeah. yeah.
He made some great catches.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, man, that one he had.
One-hander.
End zone. Oh, my God.
It's going to be a fun Buckeye year. I mean, the heat is on him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think they got Western Michigan this
Western
week.
Western Michigan, and then
Gabe, yeah, I mean,
Marshall next week.
Three cakewalks. Boardwalks and then Oregon.
And then Oregon at Oregon.
Yeah.
They'll be about, they'll probably be ranked third, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, you think they're going to be
top five against
it'll be
big.
That'll be big.
That'll be big.
It'll be a monster.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of when that thing is. That's, geez, I hope that ain't when I'm in Wisconsin.
It will be, you know, whatever the worst time it is would be for the game you want to see.
Exactly right. No, well, it is what it is.
Yep.
But and those games are always a lot more fun to watch when you're with a whole bunch of people.
Yep.
That's whether you're at the Bowling Alley
or
Brick Street Tavern or whatever bar that you want to go to, or if you have a party at your house.
Yeah.
That stuff is a lot more fun when there's a bunch of people around.
Bowling Alley, though, when Mongo's out there and you do a shot after every touchdown.
Ooh.
Could have got a little ugly there.
That guy
Saturday
is the greatest.
If you were out there.
Mongo is the greatest.
He's buying a shot for all the people every time they Buckeyes score.
I don't know who buys them.
There's always Fireball. Fireball.
That guy is the best.
Freaking wow. Mongo's something else. I ran into his brother Joe the other day on our way back from Arcanum. We stopped at the Maid Rite.
Yeah.
And Joe happened to be waiting in line to get his food. He came over and talked to us for 5-10 minutes until his food was ready. And
he was working at Niekamp's Farm and Fleet.
Yep, he's really? Still doing that now.
Is he really?
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Part-time, some, you know, he's 70 years old or something, somewhere around there. He has to have something to do.
Yeah.
Now, I don't remember exactly what he said. Some health problem a few years ago.
Yeah.
He quit bowling, but you know, he's still Joe.
Yeah.
He's something else. I've always liked that guy.
Yeah, I know, absolutely.
Now, one thing, he used to date a girl out around Sharpsburg. And just for the hell of it, on his way back from Sharpsburg, he'd keep his lights on, driving 90 miles an hour all the way back to Fort Recovery.
Keep them off or on?
Off. Turn his headlights off, drive 90 miles an hour down Sharpsburg Road.
Yeah, that's a safe road.
That's always a smart, safe road.
Made it every time.
Evidently.
Yep.
Yeah, good thing.
Yep.
Ain't that amazing? The stiff we used to do.
Yeah, if you think about the stuff. And, you know, of course, you could sort of do that because we're no deer. The deer didn't start bringing deer into Ohio till mid-70s. So
really?
Yeah. Yeah. There was zero deer. There was no deer. There was not one deer in the state of Ohio in the wild till mid-70s.
I think that's true.
Yeah. Then they brought them in, put them down in southeast Ohio, and they said, well, we'll let them build the herd up for a few years, about 1980 or somewhere in there. I don't know exactly what. Started letting them hunt, and then now they're everywhere.
You can't swing a dead cat out of here.
If you're brave enough to drive 48 miles an hour, there's still going to be a deer. Well, I've been waiting for you, buddy. I'm jumping out in front of you.
I'd never heard of that. My Uncle Bob came home this last summer.
Yeah.
He brought his grandson and his daughter, and his grandson says, all this corn and stuff. He said, there's got to be deer everywhere. There's no deers around here. I said, Uncle Bob, there's a 50-50 chance you hit a deer on the way home. I said, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
No, well, there's never been a deer in here. I said, they're everywhere. I said,
really?
You're kidding me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, back when he was here.
Yeah, when he was here,
well, you
there was
know,
no deer.
Yeah, back in those days, you could drive 90 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And the only thing you had to worry about was maybe a dog running out in front of you or the other vehicles. There's never a deer.
Oh, but damn.
Yeah, it's a little bit different now.
Yeah, yes, it is. So we got tomorrow night. We got volleyball for Recovery Parkway up here at the Ford site. Get your butts up there. Root on those Indians. They're 4-2, playing good volleyball.
Playing good
against a solid Parkway team.
Yep.
And then on Friday it is the Cavaliers coming over to Barenburgie and
special night.
Yeah, special night. Get there early because all the festivities are prior to the game.
Yeah, tailgate or something.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Yep. Smashing a car and there's a whole lot of neat
stuff. A lot of stuff
on
there. I haven't seen details anywhere, but I know there's stuff going on.
A lot of neat stuff.
And then Saturday morning,
you got volleyball
10 o'clock at Tri-Village is the JV, so 11:30 we'll be on the air with the varsity
good
match, and they have We've always had trouble getting signal at Tri-Village.
Maybe the new gym will help.
And they have a new Wi-Fi system that we will have access to, and I think we had no problem with it with our basketball last season. So
awesome. Perfect. Next week we're going to have Travis Guggenbiller, coach of the volleyball Indians, on here, and we're going to talk about the Indians. Hopefully, we're going to talk about a couple victories. A
couple victories would be nice.
It will be, and then there's going to be a volleyball match on Monday with Salina. I believe that's here at home.
Perfect. I'll get to that one.
So, I've been going.
Salina is always good.
Yep.
I think we're better than them, but that doesn't mean we're going to win. That's so if you can get out there and root them on, man, that they do really well when there's a lot of people in the stands. And I'll tell you that our student section on Student Appreciation Night last night was
beautiful.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
They were really,
and once
really
again,
going.
if you go to Fort Garrett Lakes, you'll see the list of everybody who donated, the businesses make that possible. Mm-hmm. And if you see them, man, hats off to all those people who make Fort Recovery what it is. And it's the business leaders and the business people who just support this town. And I love it.
They support the student and the student athletes and the schools. Our businesses are A1 as far as
pretty good back.
Making speaking sure of that you get. Hey, while we're still talking here, are they? They're paving 119 by the stoplight on. I didn't know that. I thought that was next year.
It's not going to get all the way through. They're doing, I think.
They're up to the damn fort.
Yeah, two blocks. I think they're going from Fortsite Street to either Main Street or possibly Elm Street, the other stoplight.
Yeah.
So, but then
they're going
in a couple of years. They're going to go on the whole town the whole way through. But
that'd be nice.
That was supposed to have gotten done before, and then things got screwed up. And I don't know exactly.
Well, right now, if you're leaving Fort Recovery and you are going west in the morning, get the hell go the other way because it is a zoo. This morning I waited forever.
Yeah.
So if you can get out of here, go on the opposite way to do it.
Can you sneak around and come through
State
Washington
line.
Street?
Nope.
Can't even get there.
Nope. You gotta buckle up and
get out of there.
Head out the park and
get out of there.
Yep. For my good friend Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
The man, the myth, the legend. Neil Spencer.
Yep.
I am Bob Stalger. We will see you next week. Everybody have a great week.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.